Hi everyone, welcome to a brand new episode. Today I'm going to be sharing with you exactly what it is that you need to be doing the next few days to prepare yourself for a successful start to 2021. Now, what I'm going to be sharing with you is exactly what I have been doing the past few days. If you're anything like me, you love to stay organized. You want to make sure that everything is in order. You want to make sure that you are also being productive. So what I have been doing recently is that I have been taking a look at all of the systems that I have. I want to make sure that going into the new year, I have folders and I have automated systems set up so that whenever I do get a lead, a contact, or someone, whether it's a buyer or seller, I know exactly where they are going in terms of folders or emails or drip campaigns and things like that. So if you haven't done that, I would suggest for you to start doing it right now. That way, coming into the new year, as soon as you start making calls or hitting the doors, you know exactly where to put people. And then this is just going to help you be so much more organized and efficient. And not just that, but you're going to be productive at the end of the day. So for me, I have been taking a look at my database. I have mentioned in many of my YouTube videos that I use Mojo, the three-line dialer. And along with that, I have KV Core, which is something that was given to me by eXp Realty, which is my brokerage. Now, KV Core is something that I have used in the past, and I have it set up so that anytime I do have buyer leads specifically, they are inputted into the CRM. But recently, I have been indulging myself trying to learn so much more about KV Core that the opportunities and the type of things that you can do in this platform are absolutely endless. So what I have recently done is that I have connected my Mojo account to KV Core. And now what I'm going to be able to do is that anytime that I am talking to anyone on Mojo, I can input them into specific folders that is automatically going to sync to KV Core. So that's just something that I'm doing on my end, just to give you an example. So what is it that you need to be doing? Perhaps you don't have these fancy platforms or softwares or programs, but you have something like Google Sheets. Maybe you have a Google Voice phone number. How are you going to stay consistent with the follow-up with your buyers and sellers or your sphere of influence? Something that I want you to keep in mind is that you always have to be connecting with these people, especially your sphere of influence. Recently, I have mentioned in the past in previous episodes that I am a mentor to quite a few agents, and a handful of agents that I mentor are currently actually helping their first client that actually came from their sphere of influence. So hopefully you are building your database of your sphere of influence. These are people that you know. These might be your friends, your family, your past coworkers, people that know you and already like you and trust you and are more likely to be able to refer someone to you that might be looking to buy or sell. You want to make sure that you're always staying connected with these people. A lot of them might be your friends on social media. Maybe they follow you on Instagram or on Facebook. Maybe you know that you guys are friends, but they never like any of your stuff. I can't tell you how many times it has happened that these people that are like this, these are people that like were people that I went to high school with or that I went to college with. They never like anything that I post on my social media platforms, but randomly they'll reach out because they have a real estate need and are either thinking about buying, or maybe they have a family member that's looking to buy or sell, and I was the first person that popped into their mind. So you have to be cautious and be very aware that you need to be staying on top of your sphere of influence, especially. Make a schedule for how often you're going to be following up with people. If it's someone that's looking to sell in the next 30 days, you need to be staying on top of that person every single week. If you have someone that's looking to do something within the next 60 to 90 days, then of course you have to have a separate campaign for them. There are so many different platforms out there for following up and setting automatic drip campaigns. Perhaps your brokerage has provided you a CRM that does all of this. I would recommend for you to just do your own research. Some of these may be free, others there may be a monthly fee. And again, if you are part of eXp Realty, then we have KV Core, which is free to us. It's part of our fees that we pay every month. If you guys have any specific questions regarding KV Core, feel free to reach out to me. In the past few days, I have learned pretty much absolutely everything there is about KV Core, so I'd be more than happy to answer any questions that you have. And if you would love for me to do a tutorial on everything that I do on KV Core, also let me know. Drop me a comment or shoot me a message on Instagram or YouTube or Facebook. Moving on to something else that you need to be doing right now to set yourself up for 2021 is that you have to create your content schedule. A lot of you want to start doing YouTube videos. Perhaps you haven't been posting regularly on Instagram or Facebook or YouTube. Create a content schedule. That way you know exactly when you're going to be posting and what you are going to be posting. If you watch my main YouTube channel, I recently posted a video where I featured InVideo, which is a platform that helps you create short videos. They have thousands of different templates for you to use. And in that video, I gave you 5 different video ideas that you can be doing as a real estate agent. So if you want to start to incorporate videos, make sure to check that video out. So regarding that content schedule, let's say that you have committed yourself to doing 3 Instagram posts every single week. Perhaps you want to go live once a month, or perhaps you have committed yourself to posting Instagram stories every single day. What does that look like for you? Make sure you have that written down. Grab yourself a calendar or maybe print one out from your computer. You can find one on Google. But the thing that I have seen that works for me is that whenever I write something down on certain days or certain times, it just becomes more real because I have written it down. And when you write something down in paper, you're automatically recording it into your head, to your brain, like, okay, this is something I have to do. At least that's what I tell myself, and it works for me. So once you have all of that set up, let's say you have already your database and how you're going to be following up with them and all your leads and all your systems, you have your content schedule set up and ready to go. The next thing that you want to make sure you have ready are your vendors. This is your team. Going into the new year, perhaps this year, 2020, you didn't do as many deals as you wanted to do, but next year you're going to kill it. You have to have your team ready. And by team, I'm talking about your escrow officer, your lender, your title rep, your home inspector, your termite company, so on and so forth. You want to have your go-to team. That way, whenever you do open escrow or get a listing or help out a buyer, you know exactly who to handle that transaction. Or if somebody asks you for a recommendation, you know exactly who to send them to. You always want to be prepared just in case, for example, you get a buyer and you have no idea who to send them to. Start talking to different lenders. See how they all work. Every lender works differently. There are private lenders and then there are the big banks. And they both work very differently. They both offer a lot of different programs. So do your research, have conversations with these mortgage brokers and find out exactly what it is that they do, what programs they offer, and how you can work together with them. Ask a lot of questions because, again, you need to have the top-notch people on your team. And lastly, to wrap this episode up, I want you to make sure that you have something to track your numbers. A lot of you make calls or hit the doors, or maybe you think that you're prospecting or generating leads, but you're not really tracking your numbers. You're not keeping track of how many people you are calling, how many of those people actually answered, how many of those people were actually leads or future leads or people that might convert, how many of them were buyers, how many were sellers. You need to know all of these metrics because that's what's going to help you figure out what source is better for you in terms of performance. Let's say that you are cold calling a certain neighborhood and you have a very good response rate in comparison to expireds. So now, because you have tracked your numbers, you know that you can focus a little bit more on the neighborhoods because you're talking to a lot more people and you're getting more leads in comparison to cold calling expireds. Even though expireds are hotter leads, but if you're not having that many conversations or not a lot of people are actual leads or looking to do anything, then it doesn't make sense to fully focus on expireds all the time. Remember that you have to diversify in terms of how many different sources you are going after when it comes to generating leads. I say that you always have to have at least 3 or 4 different sources. And what I mean by that is, for example, cold calling for sale by owners, expireds, absentee owners, open houses, your sphere of influence. All of those are different lead sources. So figure out which lead sources you are going to focus on. So that's it for today's episode. I hope that you guys enjoyed it and took a lot of notes. Remember that all of this is going to help you get started on the right foot for 2021. And of course, we all want to be ready. There are things that we are just not going to be able to control. For example, this pandemic, we can't control that some states are still closed down, that we can't do open houses. But what we can control is that we can still make calls, and there are still a lot of people that are looking to buy and sell, and they need our help. Thanks again for listening in. Make sure you like this video if you're watching on YouTube. And if you are enjoying this podcast, make sure that you also subscribe. And I'll see you on the next one.